It's exactly 8 o'clock at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It could have turned out much worse in Los Angeles.
We are getting reports of a tunnel collapse.
Emergency crews reporting a sanitation tunnel under construction had partially caved in with 31 workers deep inside. Correspondent Carter Evans is on the scene in Wilmington.
After the collapse of the 18-foot diameter tunnel, uncertainty followed.
Ask the police, please let me through. My husband's in there.
Chelsea Fernandez says she got an alert on her phone and ran to the site.
And I just want to know if he's okay. They said they couldn't give me any information, but he called and he said he's out and everything's going to be okay.
Workers stepped inside a metal cage that was hoisted by a crane to the surface. All trapped workers were safely extricated. No injuries were reported.
The cause is under investigation. Texas state flags fly at half staff almost a week after catastrophic flash flooding that took at least 120 lives in Hill Country. More than 170 people are still missing. Josh Smithson attended a vigil in Kerrville County last night.
This is the beginning of healing, is us finding a way to be together as a community outside of search and rescue and volunteering and things like that. This was a night where the community could just come together just to be.
In Kerr County, the Secret Service has suspended six agents assigned to protect President Trump on the day of last year's assassination attempt at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
CBS News has learned six personnel were suspended without pay, then placed into restricted duty, roles with less operational responsibility.
Experts believe they've cracked the mystery of how the Scottish Isles were created.
Scientists have long asserted that a single massive volcanic eruption created the beauty spots we know today as Skye and Mull, until geologist Jessica Pugsley used new technology to examine one old rock formation.
We flew a drone around the area and made 3D models.
What she found?
Evidence of fountaining, lots of a kind of dynamic activity.
60 million years ago, the area was a seething mass of molten lava spewing into the sky from fissures in the earth, like those found in Hawaii and Iceland. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Thailand's famous baby hippo is celebrating a birthday.
Mulan.
Oh. Fans, some wearing gray Mudang-inspired hats, have come from as far away as New York for a four-day party at the zoo where the blubbery little pygmies just turned one. Mudang became a viral sensation when she was born, even inspiring her own song and dance. One admirer sponsored a $4,500 fruitcake for the celebration. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The two people arrested in the 2003 Kenosha County homicide of David Vandersea are both out of lockup. Each suspect have posted separate $500,000 bonds. The case was reopened this year after new evidence surfaced. Both face first-degree intentional homicide charges. The Racine County Board voted 17-2 to condemn the racist treatment of Milwaukee high school athletes at a May track meet in Waterford. Waterford Union High School officials say they plan on retraining and holding forums to prevent future incidents. Salmonorama casts off at Festival Park tomorrow. This is the fishing portion, and it runs through next Sunday. Anglers are competing for a $50,000 grand prize. The event next week will feature live music, fireworks, food, and free entry for families. Sorry, kids. Racine Unified has posted supply lists for the upcoming school year. They say they're getting an earlier jump on detailing what students will need and what the district will provide. A decision on whether to dismiss the federal case against Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is expected in early August. A trial would be possible later this year if warranted. Dugan is accused of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid ICE arrest. And a $70 million apartment complex is being proposed for land north of the Kenosha Lows. It would feature 336 units with a pool and a fitness center. The city's plan commission will review that project today. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers dominated the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a night off after a dramatic 3-2 win over the Dodgers in extra innings, over 33,000 fans in the stands. Milwaukee with great pitching this week from Peralta, Mizorowski, and Jose Quintana. To complete the sweep, manager Pat Murphy.
Quintana just stepped up. He wasn't going to be outdone by anyone. Gave us 6 innings, 2 hits or something like that. And the whole bullpen with McGill, Uribe, Koenig, Anderson, Mears, Ashby.
The Brewers closer, Trevor McGill, found out he's headed to the All-Star game next week. I asked Dodgers manager Dave Roberts what he thought the Brewers are doing best.
It's a team that play defense really well. Offensively, they just create havoc. They steal, they bunt, they hit and run, they don't strike out much. You know, there's going to be balls in play. Pat does a good job with the roster as far as trying to maximize and create offense, you know, with that ball club.
That's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible. We'll drop down to 65 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow and tomorrow night with a high tomorrow near 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
What are we doing with our old people? We should be protecting our old people. Why are we telling our old people they can do more things the older they get? That's not how it works. You don't add things to your bucket list after 70. Anything you don't do by 70, you don't have to do. My mother watches TV. She gets these ideas seeing all these active old people, and she comes back. Well, your father and I are going to start to travel. Yeah. Your dad and I are going to hit the road. Time to start traveling. No. You're scared of stairs. This isn't the time to backpack through Europe. Your ankles are made of popsicle sticks. It takes Dad 3 tries to get up the ramp at Starbucks. Just gaining momentum till he eventually bursts through the door and forgets where he is. Starts cursing out the barista because his car's not ready.
And it's all happening at the zoo. A lot of stuff happening at the zoo. Beth Heindorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, is here. And I'm looking at July. It's a whole page.
We have a lot going on in July.
And I was going to ask you this on some of the things. How do the animals deal with the heat?
Well, many of them are from areas that it's warm like that. And we also have the animals always have fresh water. And we have a lot of misters going on.
It's more the staff
than that have an issue with the heat than the animals.
The other day, my neighbor is watering her flowers out in front, and she has a video of it, and the rabbit came in under the hose, closed its eyes, and just let the hose mist and he just had his eyes closed, and he was just letting the water just hit him and cool him down. It's on a real hot day, and it was... I like the way he walked right in front of the hose and just stayed there until she got done. And then he opened his eyes and walked up, and now he's soaking wet and he felt good.
But he felt good, right? He cooled off. You got it.
Let's talk about the month of July. Today's the 10th, so we missed the first one.
We had a great night last night. The weather was beautiful.
Yes, it was.
The
bean
and the vagabonds
were fabulous. Breezy, yeah.
Yeah, we had a great crowd. It was just good energy and kind of that old home week feel where everyone's out of their cocoons and coming out to the zoo and hanging out for Animal Crackers. So it was a great night. We appreciate all of our guests that were there.
I'm going back into my cocoon. All right. cocoon. This coming Saturday, early in the morning, it's Breakfast with the Giraffes. Now, do the giraffes serve the breakfast, eat the breakfast with you, or watch you eat? How does this work?
It is just it's just a wonderful breakfast. That is sold out, so... those tickets go early, and they were sold out in March. So just because it's on our website doesn't mean it's the tickets are available. Sorry about that, folks.
Well, same thing with the Racine Theater Guild they had in earlier. And just because you see it on their schedule doesn't mean they're going to be tickets available.
That's correct. You got to book early. So we're already looking at next week.
So how does this work, Breakfast with the Giraffes?
So we have breakfast up in the pavilion. And the kids get crafts. They have a fabulous breakfast from some folks called Labor Only Catering, and they come and do a fabulous job. And it's just a really nice way to do it. And then you just get an animal presentation, and that particular one happens to be about giraffes.
How long does it take that food to go down that neck?
You are so odd, Doug.
Well, you know, you look at the animals. I'm just a very curious person. You see them eat the leaves off trees because they can reach them. And then how long does it take to get down that gullet right to the belly?
I don't know. I've never timed it.
All right, I saw a baby giraffe being born the other day on YouTube. Somebody put it on there. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
And their legs are like laying out there just to get up on those legs. Whoa, it was really fun to watch.
Yeah, pretty cool. Neat babies.
Wednesday, July 16th, it's World Roar Wine Pour Wednesday. That's a tongue twister.
That is correct. It is from 6 to 8. Red Onion does our hand-passed appetizers, and there'll be 6 different wines people can taste and 5 to 6 different beers people can taste. And it's just a really great opportunity to support the zoo for those beer lovers and wine lovers. We've been doing those for 10 years, so it's a really fun activity.
Where does it take place?
It depends on, we move it around the zoo. So I believe the one next Wednesday is down by our penguin area. We separate them and move them out. So we want people to see all parts of the zoo while they're enjoying some cocktails and some food.
Now, I will tell you right now, I'll bring it up on my phone here because I don't know why I keep it on here, but I do. And currently the temperature in Antarctica is, just so I'm not making it up, it's the center one there. What is it?
Minus 70. I don't have penguins that live in the Antarctica.
Well, my question is, are there penguins from
South Africa.
Well, a little warmer there. But they do have penguins that walk around in Antarctica. Yeah. And that, I mean, I don't know how their body, I know, but they're little birds. I mean, they're not big. Their skin can't be that thick. But 70 below, and that's not the wind chill. And they're walking around like they're just having another day of it.
Animals like minus humans 70. Get adapted to where they live.
Man, I never understood that. You see them on the National Geo shows just walking around. Yeah. It's currently 120 below zero, but the penguins are having a good time today.
I know. Nature is fascinating.
All right. On Thursday, the next day, July 17th, from 5 to 10 p.m., it's Cigar Dinner.
Yes. This is our 30th annual Cigar Dinner.
30th.
We have a lot of tried and true events at the zoo. So it is from 5 to 10, and it's going to be fabulous. So you get 5 cigars. We have Christoph Cigars that are our sponsors this year. And then it's a wonderful meal, a gourmet meal. There's silent auction, live auction, camaraderie with those folks that like to smoke cigars and hang out on Lake Michigan. And we also have a cigar roller coming in. So everyone who participates in that will get their own hand-rolled cigar. That will be done right on the spot, and they'll be able to take that with them. And it's just really going to be a great 30th anniversary. Come on. You got to love it.
I was at the Fourth Fest Fireworks, and I see women smoking cigars there. Mm-hmm. And it's just odd for me to see it. Obviously, women smoke cigars. But in my mind, I guess you have a lot of women. Well, I never see it. It's just not, you know, yeah. I don't see a lot of people smoking cigars because I don't hang out with, smokers. But yeah, a lot of people do.
We have a lot of women and a lot of men that come to this event. We'll
Excellent.
Probably be at about 150 people.
Whoa.
So if you don't have your tickets, there's a few left. Get your tickets. RacineZoo.org.
All right. That's on Saturday. That's on Thursday, the 17th. Then on Saturday, July 19th, Margarita Fest all afternoon.
Margarita Fest, 1 to 4. That's a really fun event. It's kind of that tropical feel. We have Johnny Rustler and the Beach Bum Band back again for some music entertainment. They are super fabulous. I am still a parrot head, even though Jimmy passed. But they do play a lot of Jimmy Buffett music. It's just a great atmosphere. You get a tropical lay. You hang out. There's games. There's opportunities to win things. You get a taste 10 to 12 margaritas. And then Bucket's second round is doing the food. So that'll be awesome. People love their food and the margaritas. It's just, it makes for a super, super fun afternoon.
When I was in Key West, I stopped by. I'm not a drinker, but I did stop by the bar that Jimmy Buffett has in Key West. Talk about parrot heads. They're in there.
They are all over the place in Key West.
In the middle of the afternoon.
I'm sure it was. That's a fun event.
Talking to Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. We have more events to talk about. It's 8:15, local news, timeless hits, and more with the zoo coming up in a moment.
The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
WRJN. Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is with us. Boy, one event after another. Who has to come up with all this stuff?
Well, me and my leadership team staff do. We've got to feed the animals, man, so we got to have something happen all the time.
Now, what if you didn't have all these events? Where does the money come from to take care of the animals? Because they need a veterinarian, and they need expensive vets because they have to be specialized.
Yep.
Where does the money come from if you don't have all these events?
Well, then I would have to raise it a different way, either at the gate or at the gift shop or donations or more grants.
Sell lemonade on the street.
We take all of those types of things already and make it all work.
Man, that's like full time.
It is a full time job for me along with running the zoo.
And the animals all say, just feed me. I don't care how you get the money. Food better be here later on today.
That's exactly right. And we make it happen.
I've had dogs all my life. I know exactly how animals think. Get the food here. I don't care how you have to do it. Just do it. All right, let's talk about August. August 15th from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. It's Whiskers and Whiskey.
Yeah, Whiskers and Whiskey. It's a 5-course meal. That's also done. Most of our events that are sit-downs are done up in our pavilion area. So we'll be announcing those whiskeys soon as to what that is. But it's really just a nice event. It's folks that just want to, again, the reason we have so many events and the diversity of the events that we have is to touch everyone on what their passion is. And if their passion is whiskey, well, then we've got a really cool event on the 15th. It's a really super fun event. We've done it several years. And we just love it. And we have a silent auction and a live auction and giveaways. And there's just the camaraderie of the people that attend that event and or any of our events, like Animal Crackers or what have you. Just they do it for themselves, but they feel really good about supporting the Racine Zoo.
Where do the whiskers come in?
Because we always do an animal presentation. There's always something about animals at everything that we do. And it's animals that have whiskers and the importance of whiskers. So you got to come and see the presentation.
Don't they all have whiskers?
No, they don't. Not all animals have whiskers.
Hmm. Okay.
And those that do, they're specialized. So we like to talk about whiskers. It's kind of cool.
All right. Well, then you're the expert. Sunday, August 17th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's the Car, Truck, and Bike Show. This is a huge event. People bring in their cars and everything. And
28th year, again, tried and true events. So we'll have about between 300 and 325 with the cars, trucks, bikes. We've had tractors there before. That's a $5 day for the zoo. So all admission, regardless of 3 and older, is $5. 2 and younger is always free at the Racine Zoo. And what's really neat about that event is that people will come in and they'll go, oh, we're here for the car show. Oh, my gosh, you've got amazing animals. Or those that come for the amazing animals go, oh, my gosh, there's a really super car show here. So, you know, we'll have like 2,000 to 2,500 people on property that day enjoying the vehicles, hanging out. The awards are amazing. The cars are just phenomenal. They are just everyone who comes to that. I already had at Animal Crackers last night a few people go, I've got my car registered. And I said, good, we'll see you on the 17th.
Where do you park them? On the grass?
On the grass, yeah. Okay. Yep, they're all over the place from... So people enter the Gould Street gate, and then we start parking them south of the pavilion and south of the playground throughout that entire area. And the bikes tend to be over by the pond.
I'm asking you a question that you may not be able to answer, but it's a wallaby and a kangaroo. Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
They're related. They're different in wallabies are smaller than kangaroos.
Yeah, I know, it looks
a little bit smaller and thicker. I kind of think they're thicker, I guess, for lack of a better phrase. But they're just smaller. They're just like different dogs. They're different kinds of.
Well, the reason I ask was I was watching this YouTube video the other day, and police were called, and it was in this country. It was a wallaby running around the streets, hopping around. And where did this thing come from?
That was in Milwaukee.
Oh, was it in Milwaukee?
It was in Milwaukee. Yeah, it was some person's pet.
Private owner, which, that was in Milwaukee, And they captured it, and it must have been really tame because they picked it up. They were holding it, and one of the policemen was actually cuddling it in the fur picture, and he said, oh, I'd love to adopt this. But they found the owner, and you're not supposed to own that animal as a pet. But it looked so adorable. Yeah, it was a little tiny one, but he was just hopping around the street, and police said, the first time they ever remember a call for a wallaby running around the street.
I would think that was probably their first time for that call as well.
Wow. Now, you have kangaroos.
We have kangaroos, yep.
They are much bigger than you think. Those feet are huge. And I was in we told the story last time. I was in the section, I don't know what you call it. The
Walkabout Creek.
Walkabout Creek. And I remember seeing them. I said, I wonder if they can get over here. And as soon as I passed on the pathway, they walked right in back of me within reaching distance. The feet were huge. Mm-hmm.
And they can go on your side. You can't go on their side of the exhibit space.
I know. And they all like crossed the pathway and they were by the fence looking at me. Mm-hmm. And whoa, I would never saw a kangaroo up close before. They are a lot. And they look powerful. Those legs look like they kick you across the entire zoo. But they don't bother anybody.
No, they're just, you're actually in their space and they're hanging out. And as long as you mind your manners when you're down there, Don, we're good.
I did. I was staring at them. Mm-hmm. Couldn't believe how, I never saw one in person. You see them in movies and everything, but you never see them in person. All right, what do we have here now? Where am I? I lost my place already. Okay, we've got Wednesday, August 27th. Did we do the 23rd?
We did not. We did also didn't do the 20th, but that's an Animal Crackers.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that because I got on my thing. It's so light. It's hard to read. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, on Wednesday, August 20th, 5:30 to 9 p.m., another Animal Crackers.
Yep. That's the last one of the series. There's four, and that's the last one. We'll also have a drone show that evening. So.
Oh, I'd love to see how those things work. Mm-hmm. You see these drone shows in the sky, and I know they're all drones, and I looked up on Wikipedia, and I say, how do they do this? How do they keep them in sync? There are hundreds of them in the sky. Who's running those drones?
Yeah, it's all electronic. I mean, I saw it when we had a drone show last year, and it's pretty, those folks are amazing. They can create it all. And
Dan, did you ever see them take off the drones? Or you just, when they were in the sky, you saw them?
I've seen them take off, but I'm up on top. I don't know, probably like
they're
this
small?
Big. Yeah, that's
well,
not
on the radio,
like
you can't say this
sorry,
big.
Sorry, it's so about dozen, I mean 12 inches, yeah. 14, no more than 20 inches, I don't think.
I just watched the ones they had on the 4th of July in Milwaukee, and I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I love it. I think it's super fun.
It looks really good. All right, that's on...
that's on the 20th, then that's
another,
the last show.
We have another Breakfast with the Giraffes coming up on August 23rd.
Yep. Yep.
And that's 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
Yep, that's also sold out. So,
it's sold out already.
Yep, that's again. You got to buy your stuff early for the zoo.
Yeah.
So we still promote it and we still talk about stuff so that people think about it for next year, so that they get their tickets early.
And we have another World Roar Wine Pour Wednesday. I got to say it slowly, or it doesn't
and
come out right.
That is the last one of the season. That is on August 27th, and again, it is that one is going to be up by our Land of the Giants area, which is west of the pavilion, just south of our far Augusta Gate, and we'll again have six wines, six beers. And we'll be up there and great food again from Red Onion. So it's just it's a way to have a great hump day. Why not?
Now, yeah, there's a lot of fall events, and we'll talk about that next time you come in. But let's talk about Christmas for a minute here.
Oh, yes.
I know we're sitting here in the heat talking about Christmas right after the 4th of July. But December 6th is Brunch with Santa at the zoo. Mm-hmm. But the Holly Jolly Jingle and Mingle is coming up December 18th. And what's that?
So that is a cocktail hour with a variety of different drink options for everybody. We do it in the castle. Santa Claus comes. It's fabulous.
Now, is this the real Santa or the fake one?
No, ours are always the real Santa.
Okay, good.
We have always the real Santa. So it's all good. And that's just a fun event. And Santa comes. And we have a huge following. And we have the pirates pouring the cocktails.
And you'll have the jack-o'-lantern lights. You know, I like when you, I get gas at the gas station right across the street from you at the Citgo. And that big pumpkin was up there.
Mm-hmm.
And
it'll be up again this year when we open that on the 2nd of October.
Yeah, jack-o'-lantern lights.
Mm-hmm.
What does J-O-L-N stand for?
Jack-o'-lantern nights.
Yeah, okay. Took me a while. I'm slow, but I get it eventually.
It's okay, Don. It's early.
Eventually, I get it. You know what I loved? And I have it on my phone. I showed you last time. I have all the pictures. I have a special section on my phone when you have the Chinese lights.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just thought that was spectacular. How soon did you have to deal with that? That's a major undertaking.
Yeah, that's been in since 19. We haven't done a Chinese lantern since 19. So that was huge. That was a big undertaking.
There's all my pictures.
There you go.
I look at them a lot. I love that.
They're gorgeous.
But that's a big undertaking to do something like that, because they got to redo the whole zoo for that.
Yeah, we did. We did the south half of the zoo. Yeah, for
now,
sure.
Now, a company came in and did that. You guys didn't do it yourself. Yeah,
yep, that's correct.
Now, you donated some of those lights to the city, because I saw them at Monument Square.
We did. Yep.
To keep them?
We got to keep some of them. Some of them went to other places for their shows. So, but yeah, again, that was 19. So I don't think many of those exist anymore that we've, people bought them and
that
we were able to sell some of them. Yeah, it was great.
That was spectacular.
Someday again, we'll do it.
Quick review here. Coming up Saturday, this Saturday, is Breakfast with the Giraffes from 9 a.m. to 10:30. Tickets still available?
No, they are not.
Sold out. Wednesday, July 16th, World Roar Wine Pour.
Wednesday. Yes, those tickets are still available. Keep buying. Go to racinezoo.org is the best way to go. Go to the event tab, do the drop down, and then get your tickets soon, because that one, we will stop sales on Monday by noon.
Thursday, July 17th, cigar dinner.
30th annual cigar dinner.
Still
you
tickets?
Can't beat it.
Yay,
you still have some tickets. Yep, get those going on. Women, you just have to be over 21 to attend that particular event. It's a wonderful meal. You get 5 cigars. You're hanging out, having a gourmet dinner out on Lake Michigan, right on the zoo property on the north end.
July 19th, Margarita Fest.
Margarita Fest. You're going to taste
tickets.
Tickets. Yes, we still have
them.
That is going gangbusters. We are selling out. So get your tickets. We got Johnny Russer and the Beach Bum Band playing. It's going to be a fun event, 1 to 4, and you're going to taste margaritas, enjoy, have some fun games, win some prizes. It's just a super relaxed day.
We missed one. Christmas in July.
Christmas in July.
July 26th.
Saturday the 26th. Yep. And the real Santa will be there again, because he loves
the
Racine Zoo. We have no fake Santas that come to the Racine Zoo. Zoo. There'll be bounce houses for kids. There's business booths that will be handing out candy. We'll have our jingle bell doors. So that will be fun for that. And kids get to have candy or whatever the business booths are handing out. The Grinch is coming. We've got some carolers and other music. And it's just a fun way, just a nice value-added day for folks to come out and see the zoo and Christmas in July. Who doesn't want to get some candy in July?
Woody Allen.
And see Santa Claus.
Let's say Woody Allen, the director, big New Yorker, and he always had snotty things to say about California.
Uh-huh.
And he said, what good is Christmas out in California? Santa comes down to the sleigh and gets sunstroke.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That was funny. Okay, Beth Heidorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo. The website again is?
RacineZoo.org.
Can't forget that. We'll see you again next month.
You bet.
We'll talk about it. It's 8:30, local news, timeless hits. Let's see what's going on right now. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County leaders voted overwhelmingly to denounce the racism faced by Milwaukee high school athletes at a Waterford track meet. It was a 17-2 vote this week. The May 7th incident involved repeated racist comments and behavior from students and adults, leading the Rufus King team to leave the event early. Both school districts have issued public apologies and have committed to promoting respect and safety for all students. You can go deeper online with that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. Now, both of the people charged in a Kenosha County cold case homicide are out of lockup. 70-year-old John Viscasil posted a $500,000 bond yesterday. His alleged accomplice, 70-year-old Roxanna Collins, is also free after posting the same bond amount in May. Both are charged with first-degree intentional homicide and the 2003 death of David Vanderzee. The case was reopened after new evidence emerged more than 20 years later. A plan is out there for that big piece of land just north of the Kenosha Lows. A $70 million apartment development is being considered for that plot. Continental Properties wants to build 336 apartments across 14 buildings. The city's plan commission will review the proposal today. It's among several big projects before the commission, like the renovated Alford Building, a new pizza ranch, and a proposal for a hotel next to the Brat Stop. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible. We'll drop down to 65 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow and tomorrow night with a high tomorrow near 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
And people say that flying is safer than driving, and they say the weirdest things on the plane. This plane is equipped with 5 emergency exits, and not including the big one that'll be created on impact. In the event of a water landing, your sea cushion can be used as a flotation device. Till the sharks come. And then it's a bobber. You know what they say you're supposed to do if you're being attacked by a shark? You're supposed to punch him in the face. And then when that doesn't work, you poke him in the eye with your stump. Punch a shark? What if he wasn't even going to attack you? What if he's just curious and he's swimming by and he goes... Ow! Hey, what'd you do that for? I thought you were going to attack me. Yeah, well, I have to now. I was going to let you go, but the other sharks are watching. It doesn't look good now.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay. After the summer.
me and you and a dog named Boo. It is 836, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Hey, do you have a demanding boss? A study found one thing about them that can affect whether you think it's acceptable or not. A team at Ohio State University found that we'll give our boss a pass for being a jerk, but only if they're really good at their own job. They used Steve Jobs as an example. He demanded a lot. A lot of people thought he was a jerk. But look at the accomplishments he got for his company and all the employees. So, he got a pass. Some people don't deserve a pass, though, right? Sunny, chance of showers and thunder bumpers today. Right now it's sunny, 65 degrees here at Radio Park with the chiffons.
One fine day, you look at me.
To my eyes, tell me what
Jackson Brown, Doctor My Eyes, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. You know, with all the crazy stories going on about airplanes these days, this one is a first. A flight in China got canceled after a first-time flyer thought an emergency exit was a bathroom door, and he opened it up and deployed the slides. Now, luckily, they were still on the ground when all this happened. How do you ever think the emergency door is the bathroom? I don't care if you're a first-time flyer or not. See, this is why I don't fly anywhere.
Sign in. Yesterday, my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you've let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere.
Sunny
one so true. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Today's big deal of the day, Mahoffer's on Main, downtown Racine's newest hotspot for good vibes and good times. Tomorrow night, it's Blues, Brews, and Barbecues, as Chicago blues legend Taranzo Cannon lights up the stage. Bring your friends, dig into mouthwatering barbecue, and enjoy yummy beverages all night long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
And while
summer is here to stay, so make sure you're cool all season long by calling Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today. Take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure your AC unit is in tip-top shape all summer long. They're your one-stop shop. Give them a call today at 262-989-1001, 262-989-1001, or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Craving real flavor? Come taste the love at Jaramillo's Home Cooking, Racine's hidden gem for authentic Hispanic cuisine. From their famous quesadilla tacos to Ruben's mouthwatering Spanish rice, every dish is made with passion. Great food with an unforgettable taste. You can find Jaramillo's Home Cooking off North Main at 301 Hamilton Street in Racine. Discover the flavor everyone's talking about. It's a must visit for those seeking an authentic culinary adventure. Open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Home is where the heart and the care should be.
Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Sunshine today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 75. We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. On Sunday, just sunny with a high of 82 degrees, right now 67 and sunny right here at Radio Park. It's humid, but, you know, it's nice, but it's humid. All right. We talked about the airlines a few minutes ago. Here's a guy on an Air France flight. He noticed a weird smell, and he found a big pool of blood under his seat. Turns out a previous passenger had survived some sort of hemorrhage, and a cleaning crew forgot to clean it up. Yeah, they forgot. A stewardess, do they use that term anymore, stewardess? A flight attendant offered the guy some wet wipes to deal with it himself, but he didn't. Yet another reason why I don't like to fly. Pools of blood under my seat. People opening the door to go to the bathroom.
Nowhere to run. time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
Diamond, local news, Tamla Sits at WRJN. One final good news story today, all right? Two kids in Tennessee named Tatum Kelly and Leighton Long went to prom together. Now, 17 years after they were neighbors in the neonatal intensive care unit as babies. Leighton was 12 weeks premature, weighed 2 pounds, 10 ounces. Tatum came in at 16 weeks early, weighed only 1 pound, 7 ounces. But they both survived. Their mom stayed in touch, so they've been friends all these years, and they just went to prom together. I told you it was a good story. I'm Don Rosen. Have yourself a wonderful day. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Dan Marcus coming up next. 3 minutes before 9 o'clock on this Thursday morning with Poor Little Fool. Here's Ricky.
I used to play around with hearts, pacing at my call. But when I met that little girl, that I would fall, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool,
I was a fool, oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool, oh yeah. She was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Prayers answered in Los Angeles after a sanitation tunnel under construction partially collapsed. Mayor Karen Bass.
When we raced down here, I was so concerned that we were going to find tragedy. Instead, what we found was victory. All of the men that were in that tunnel rescued up. Safe.
Officials say 27 of them were trapped below the surface. Another four went down to help bring them out. Aerial footage shows the workers inside a metal compartment as it was hoisted by a crane. The cause of the collapse is under investigation. The death toll in Texas' catastrophic July 4th flash flooding has climbed to at least 120. More than 170 people are still on.